This is a News 1130 special report.
All this week on the Midday Show, we're looking at the anatomy of all those traffic nightmares we love to hate on the Lower Mainland, especially now that school is back in and that crunch is in effect.
There's no one who understands local traffic better than our own Kim Seal, who joins us live right now. Kim, this week is notorious for big traffic jams. Where are the real busy spots when students go back?
Busy spots anywhere around a school, and it doesn't even have to be just an elementary school. I heard you guys talking to Mike Lloyd and a few other people. This is not the week you want to be rushing into school or rushing on the roads to get somebody to school. This is the week that we've got a lot of kids. It's their first year to a school. Maybe people have changed and they've moved to new areas, so we've got a lot of kids that are walking to a school they're not used to yet. You got to keep all that in mind. You know, I just went up the road to pick up some cat grass for my cat, and I saw three police officers monitoring just the two elementary schools as I was making my way up there. So they are really on board with this year, and I guarantee you they're going to be there for not just this week, but for many weeks to come up until we're all sort of paying attention again.
Now, Kim, you have the bird's eye view up in the plane every morning and afternoon. What are the? Do you have any top secret routes you could reveal to get around the bad spots?
You mean the ones I'll tell you, or the ones I'm keeping for myself?
Well, that's up to you.
No, actually, you know, I always did this with my own son and with my own self when I was going back for that first week, and I highly recommend it. You should have started last week, but if you are starting this week, give yourself an extra 15, 20, even 30 minutes. Take a different route in and try something new and time yourself all five mornings and see which one works for you best, and then use a couple of the other routes that you also use as backups in case it does get busy, and that way you're not going to get all rushed and flustered, and that's where we start having problems. So this gives you lots of options that way.
Hey, Kim, I want to get your take on something I've noticed when I used to travel Highway 1 into Vancouver from the Valley. It's down Johnson Hill. You got the 152nd on-ramp.
Mm-hmm.
But also, just before you get to the bottom of Johnson Hill and onto the bridge itself, there's that little bank to the right.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, there is.
It seems to freak everybody out, and they stamp on the brakes, and before you know it, you're back to the weigh scales.
And not only that now, but you've got all that construction crews that are going in and out of that little bank area just before the bridge. That's how they're gaining access and, you know, exiting and getting through that area, so you've got a double whammy. And then on the other side, this is what's causing the big problems now at the Portman, is that they've extended that Maryhill Bypass on-ramp. It used to be you could pick it up with a good quarter of a mile before you actually merged in. You've got no more than 10 seconds to do your merging business there. And then what happened was we normally had the HOV lane that started right up after the bridge. You've got to pretty much go all the way down to the IKEA before you get to take advantage of that. So it is just a gong show over there with the construction that's going on. We really have to be patient this fall.
Any last tips of advice for people?
Oh, smile, everybody. Come on.
Be nice out there.
We're getting close to, what have we got? We've got Thanksgiving, Halloween, Christmas coming up. Let's all take our time out there.
Thanks, Kim. Kim Seal, who sees it all from the plane every day on our station.